This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Aziz Abu Sarah, and his book is Crossing Boundaries, A Traveler's Guide to World Peace. And Aziz, one thing I like about your book is you don't have to have a plane ticket to be employing these tips for A Traveler's Guide to World Peace. Apparently you've lived and worked in Fairfax, Virginia, right, where half of the people are white and half of the people are non-white. Anacostia is a poor community there where you can venture in, get out of your comfort zone, get out of your norm, and have quite a powerful experience without ever leaving the United States.
Absolutely. I mean, it started with my trip in Jerusalem. I only had to walk 20 minutes to change my whole perception of everything I knew about conflict and peace. And when I ended up in Fairfax, Virginia, it's the same thing. And I remember I wanted to go to Vietnam, for example, not realizing before I have to travel thousands of miles away to Vietnam, there's a huge Vietnamese community in Fairfax, Virginia. Mm. And it hit me that before I go thousands of miles away, I can't travel locally. There are so many cultures. There are so many communities. And they often open to meeting people. They're really interested in explaining, in showing their cultures. They're proud about their cultures. And you can go and meet with that community. You can do it through their community centers that often they have. You can do it through the restaurants they often have. You can do it through just many ways.
Oh, man. I just went south of Seattle to a little community that was a Korean immigrant community. And I was working on a video for some work our church was doing. And it was totally invisible to me until I had this opportunity to actually go and to learn from this community and to eat with them and to learn about their struggles and their perspectives and their joys. And it occurred to me, yes, you don't need to fly to get this kind of experience.